the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Bearings. Performance is a constant. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Latch, joining head coach Bob McKillop.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College with head coach Bob McKillop. I'm Jared Latch as we get together remotely for this edition of the show. And coach, we'll start with some initial thoughts and comments on the pause and before diving into basketball topics for the remainder of this show. So when we look at that, coach, how have you and the team handled the pause so far? And what is the staff utilizing to keep the players engaged and positive?
We have kind of a sudden turnabout. We're flying home from Massachusetts on Sunday and very uplifted about our victory and a four-game winning streak and an opportunity for a day or two of rest as we assimilated ourselves back into school with classes starting on Monday and the St. Bonaventure game looming ahead of us on Saturday. And Tuesday morning, we got the call that a couple of our guys had tested positive, and immediately we started scrambling for our game plan. And what we've done is we've really hammered home the point of routine. We were in a good space, and we were in a good space because we had a daily routine. Now, these guys have been on campus since late August and have rigorously adhered to protocols and routines and put ourselves in a position where we were getting better and better. So we decided after much conversation as a staff and with the guys, including them in the decision-making process, to continue the routine. And although we won't have a regularly scheduled practice on the court advance each day or the court in Belk Arena each day, we will have a regularly scheduled gathering, which will have the same four objectives that we have when we take the court or go into the film room or go into the weight room. Let's get better. Let's play to win. Let's fight to win every possession. And let's have fun doing it. And that's been the objectives that we've held for so many years here in Davidson basketball. And the same objectives are now at the forefront of everything we're doing, be it remotely, but nevertheless together.
And coach, you touched on it a little bit, the virtual film sessions. Will that be something that you guys are able to continue as coaches are able to interact and continue studying the game with your players?
You know, after the game, the next day is usually when we show our film, and we had all the clips ready and set to go, and we were going to have a Tuesday practice film session and then move forward in preparation for St. Bonaventure. So we were short-circuited with our desire to show them the UMass clips, but we can't lose sight of them. We think that those are clips that need to be shown, and those are clips that are going to make us better. And that's exactly what we've done over the weekend. We put the clips back together into a YouTube format, and each guy has the clips on his computer. And we went into a Zoom, and I walked through the first half of the clips yesterday, and I will walk through the rest of those clips today. And we're trying to be certain that there is no amnesia. And that's a big point that we've made, is what has brought us here, we can't forget. There's so much information out there. There's so many things that happen every day. Don't forget the good things you've done. Don't forget the mistakes you've made. Don't forget the positives that we've experienced, the negatives. And let's make sure that we learn from them and grow from them and get better from them. And we're really focused on making this an opportunity, a different kind of opportunity. But as challenging as it is, let's turn it into an opportunity. And that's been our objective since Tuesday when we were separated for the first time.
And with this being such a different type of scenario that this team hasn't faced this year, coach, what have you felt has been the initial reaction of the guys as far as the mood is concerned?
I think the initial reaction was shock that we had been immune from this, that everything seemed to be hunky-dory. Everything seemed to be moving in the right direction. And all of a sudden, whack, we get halted. And that's a little bit of a shock, especially since we've been through so much. And we were the one of two teams in the A-10 who had avoided any kind of interruption, LaSalle being the other. And we had just witnessed our women's program, who were so sadly interrupted from their season because of a Dayton player tested. And as a result, because of contact tracing, they had to suspend their activities. And as we practiced each day in Vance in preparation for the Fordham game, for the UMass game, we saw the rituals and protocols that the women's team had to adhere to because of the restrictions placed upon them. So never did we think it would happen to us, but it has reached that point where it has happened to us.
And on and off the court, we've consistently heard from several players this year on our radio network, and each of them stressed the close bond that this team has from freshmen all the way to the senior captains.
You know, it's interesting you raise that point. As we've said, we're trying to keep this as routine as possible. So each day we gather on Zoom and have our practice, be it virtual. And the practice consists of, might be film one day, certainly motivation, inspiration, might be a statistical review, might be a particular skill or technical review, obviously checking in on them and making sure that they're having all their needs met. And there's also a mobility session, which Justin King, our trainer, is just, he's off the charts how good he is. And he's doing an incredible job of getting our guys in this mobility session. And his report after Saturday's or yesterday's or Friday's session was that the guys actually stayed on beyond the mobility session, just to chit chat. And I think that goes back to, again, Carter, Kellen, and Bates, the three senior leaders who have nurtured and cultivated that kind of closeness, that kind of chemistry that invites them to not just be on a call, but to invest themselves in the call, in the Zoom call. And that's what we're seeing right now. And that's the challenge that we're trying to turn into the opportunity, be it virtual, but let's even build our chemistry more.
The season's 15 games old. You sit at 10-5, 6-2 in the conference and have built some momentum with four straight wins. What are some of your high points from a collective team standpoint during this body of work?
Well, you know, I look at statistics quite a bit, and you know the way I feel about statistics. They show a lot, but they don't show everything. And our assistant coaches are extraordinary with the way they utilize statistics and acknowledge how they can help us and encourage me to become more familiar with them. But the statistic that jumps out to me is we're shooting 47.6 from the floor field goal percentage, and we're giving up 42.6. That's a 5% differential. And I don't believe we've had that significant a gap between our offense and defense since 2007, 2008, or 2008, 2009. So even those 2 years in which we went to the NCAA tournament, when we played Iowa, I think Peyton Aldridge's senior year, I think there was a 4% difference. And I want to say in our first year in the A-10, it was a 3% difference. So we're seeing a gap, which is very exhilarating, that we're having that gap between offense and defensive success statistically. That has resonated with a four-game winning streak and a 10-5 record amidst a very challenging schedule and even amidst some very challenging losses.
And when you look ahead, Coach, for the stretch run ahead, once you get back into action, what are some of your keys to improvement? When you just touched on a lot of the positives, there's been quite a bit. What do you look to in terms of improvement?
Well, that's a great point, and a part of what we're doing with our Zoom calls and part of what we're doing with our statistical analysis, part of what we're doing with our individual analysis. And I'll get to that, what those ideas are in a second, but adding to this whole process is our assistant coaches who are assigned a group. They have two or three players each, and they are in consistent contact, communication, monitoring every aspect of their life academically, socially, basketball-wise, as men growing up. And they have been doing that since last March. And it's just sort of the process that we try to use to build camaraderie, chemistry, accountability. And our assistants have been outstanding in getting each guy to focus on what he can do individually better. Collectively, we've addressed the need for us to push the ball and attack more, to be more in the attack mode. We look at what we've accomplished statistically, and there are some extraordinary statistics that Matt and Will and Kevin and Josh and Brian have given me. But we're number one in the country in defensive rebounding percentage. That's a number that's off the charts. And I shared with our players a comment that was made by an ESPN commentator who interviewed me prior to our game against Dayton. It was Seth Greenberg, and I go way, way back with Seth. I'm talking 50 years. He was a camper at Five-Star Basketball Camp run by the legendary Howie Garfinkel. And when he was a camper there, he then became a counselor there, and I was a coach there. And we're talking 1974, 1980, 1985. They run stations there, which they break down various fundamentals, and they drill fundamentals time after time after time in the 6-day period of camp. And Seth Greenberg remarked after scouting us as he prepared to do our game against Dayton that it looked as though he was watching a station from Five-Star Camp as he clipped possession after possession of Davidson College boxing out, and you want to know how he did it. And you know that's a big part of our focus at practice, the box out drills. And Will and Kevin and Brian and Josh and Matt, they're sensational, and our managers are equally sensational because they're the ones holding the blocking dummies and getting pummeled by our guys as they're blocking out, and that's led us to be number one in the country. So that's a tremendous statistic. We're also very high up in terms of last 4 seconds of the shot clock. We're the 98th percentile in scoring in the last seconds of the shot clock. And we have a concept called land the plane. Captain Sullenberger, the guy who landed the U.S. Airways jet into the East River, had to go back to his training, had to go back to his routine, his habits, in order to make that happen. And he reacted instinctively, and as a result, accomplished one of the great stories of aviation. And we talk to our players all the time about landing the plane. When things get tight, when things get tough, when the shot clock's evaporating, when the pressure's becoming intense, when we've just missed a couple of shots, we got to land the plane. And I think that's being replicated by the fact that we're 98th percentile in the final 4 seconds of a shot clock, which means we're landing the plane. Out of timeouts, we're at 98th percentile. So we're getting better and better out of timeouts, which means a dead ball and our guys are gathered around us. Their listening is improving. Their attention to details improving. And then we go out and we execute. We're 99th percentile against zone defense. So people do not play a zone very often. And the statistics bear out why. But there are some other things that we aren't as efficient as we'd like to be. We're not defending pick and rolls as much as we'd like to do. We're not defending isolations as much. And we're conversely not defending out of timeouts as well as we'd like to. So we've talked with our players about that. We're going to put together a long piece of a video that's going to accentuate how we can get better. And on the defensive end, we got a couple of things that we want to focus upon. Just as on the offensive end, we want to focus on a better attack mode. And to me, if we can cure those two segments of what we're doing, it'll add significantly to our success.
Great stuff, Coach. That takes us to our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach with updates on several prominent Davidson basketball alumni and more. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with a click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get two Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And those biscuits, shoot, they were always made from scratch. And that zesty sausage, sizzling like the summer of 2033. And then your grandkids will say, but how is that different than Bojangles now? And you'll say, pipe down and eat your biscuits. Get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway...
He scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop, back with you. And we spoke earlier this season briefly on Fred Hetzel and the long overdue campaign for entry into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. And this career bio is worth sharing, and I'm going to read it real quick for our listeners. As a consensus first-team All-American, Fred is one of six players in NCAA history to reach 2,000-plus points and 1,000-plus rebounds in 80 games or less. He led Davidson to top 10 national rankings in 1964 and 65, leading to Davidson's first three 20-win seasons. Three times he was named Southern Conference Basketball Player and Athlete of the Year. And then to cap it all off, Fred was selected number one overall in the 1965 NBA draft by the San Francisco Warriors. Quite the career and certainly deserving, coach of the Hall of Fame. Your thoughts on one of the best of all time?
Well, you need to first look at where Davidson College basketball was before Fred Hetzel stepped on campus. And you alluded to the fact that his presence on campus led to two top 10 rankings. Do you think he had something to do with that? So here's a guy who individually knocks it out of the park. I mean, grand slam, touches every base and the bases are loaded with his personal individual statistics. And you mentioned the points and the rebounds, but I think, wasn't he 27 points per game and 18 rebounds a game, maybe his senior year? I mean, he was off the charts in terms of a double-double. And in that world back then, they never talked about a double-double, but if they talked about a double-double, he didn't just average a double-double, he averaged above and beyond a double-double. So he did it individually. And then to see what he did collectively, and then, you know, it's got to be done. And what's sad is that this happened in the 1960s. So we're talking 60 years ago. And many of the people who knew that and acknowledged that and recognized that and were aware of that and watched that and wrote about that, they're not here anymore. So who are we leaving it up to? We're leaving it up to the people from who are in their 40s and 50s and maybe 60s who, you know, yeah, that was nice. You know, it's like me talking about Ty Cobb. I mean, I can look at statistics, but geez, I don't know about Ty Cobb. this is the Ty Cobb of college basketball right here. Fred Hetzel, off the charts. And I just hope that he is acknowledged for the greatness that was part of his career as a Davidson Wildcat, and as a leader of a team that set the college basketball world aware of what Davidson College is all about.
And sticking on the topic of former players, we'd love to provide an alumni network update on those playing around the globe. And Coach, you look at the active players in global action, includes a list of these guys with John Axel Goodmanson, Peyton Aldridge, Will McGarity, Chris Cherepovitz, Ali Mackay, Jordan Barham, Damon Brooks, Jake Cohen, and Tyler Kalinowski. All these guys are contributing to current rosters.
And you know, they're not just contributing there. They're playing at a highly competitive level in Tyler's in the first division in Italy. And I know that like the back of my hand, because a guy who's like a young brother to me, Ettore Messina, who's the coach of Milano Armani Jeans, would consider to be the best coach in international basketball. Ettore talks about Tyler and how he's so ferocious on the court and he's just so sound and fundamental. And they're in the same league with Ettore. And then, of course, you've got the Spanish league, which is considered to be the best of all leagues. You've got Chris Cherepovitz there. You've got Jake Cohen there. You've got Will McGarity there. All of them doing superb jobs and playing at a high level. You move over to Turkey, where our legendary alums, John Chivi and Holly Tan, whet their appetite to be Davidson Wildcats by being terrific players for Bursar and FS Pilsen. Well, now you got Peyton Aldridge there, and Tyler had been there last year, and Peyton is really starting to up his game after this is his second year in Turkey, and he's playing at Istanbul, and boy, he's got a chapter after chapter of stories about that experience. Of course, you go to Germany, and John Axel's done a sensational job in his first year playing and getting a similar statistical result from individually that he had at Davidson College with multiple points, assists, and rebounds playing in Frankfurt, Germany, go across the Pacific, and you see Damon Brooks putting numbers off the charts playing, I think he's in Okinawa, and I haven't had a conversation with Damon since he left, but not only is he having a great season there and being very well paid, but his wife Teresa is doing a terrific job as an instructor in English. So you see the marriage of two worlds there that just really just gets you very excited about what our guys are doing internationally. And then you can go to the national scene and we got this guy out in San Francisco who's doing pretty darn well for himself, continuing to change the way the game is being played. And I've read multiple stories in the past couple of weeks about how the NBA now is going the way of the Golden State Warriors, also known as the way of Stephen Curry, with the preponderance to shoot multiple three-point shots. And Utah Jazz are the latest team to do that. And So Davidson Basketball Tentacles and Network extends to every nook and cranny in this country and in this world.
And one guy we didn't mention, Coach Jack Gibbs, who's now back in the States.
Oh, geez. Jack just celebrated his birthday the other day, and he's continuing the process of rehabilitation. He's had a couple of setbacks with his knees, and I think he'll be back there. I think Jack has still a lot of basketball left in those legs of his. He's got Michelin tires, and there's a lot of tread still left there. And incredibly talented young man. And, you know, when you mention Jack, I have to just – I hesitated to talk about one of his teammates, Jordan Barham. Jordan is just outside of Paris and picking up the French language. And he's taking graduate courses, I want to say, at Northwestern virtually as he's playing professionally back again once in National One League in France. And I think last week he had 20 points and 9 rebounds. And very, very exciting to know our guys continue to spread Davidson basketball culture throughout the world. And I can't but help mention Ali Mackay continuing his journey in basketball in Scotland, or Michael Bree, who's in Sweden and coaching at a very high level in Sweden. And, of course, Kenny Grant, who was a teammate of Chris Cooley and Matt McKillop's. And Kenny is now in Monaco as the assistant coach of the Monaco Pro Team, but he's also the assistant coach of the Swedish Pro Team and on the Swedish national team. And on the Swedish national team, lo and behold, Chris Sharapovich and Will McGarity.
Just love the joy in your voice, Coach, when you talk about your former players. Well, it's time for another quick break. When we return, we'll dive into more as the Bob McKillop Show rolls on, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care doesn't have to wait because after hours, urgent care knows accidents happen. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first Dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second Dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's Dew.
When you need a new bike or office chair, even a water filter, you go online and look for the best. So of course you'd be willing to search high and low for something much more important, like the best healthcare. But what if you didn't have to? What if there was an award-winning health system close to home? Well, there is. Atrium Health, the only health system in the region nationally ranked by U.S. News and World Report. When it comes to the best for your health, the choice is clear. Learn more at atriumhealth.org/best.
Welcome back, Jared Lash with Bob McKillop, head coach of the Wildcats. And there has obviously been a lot of fluidity this year in the Atlantic 10. What are your initial thoughts, Coach, on the Atlantic 10 tournament moving to the University of Richmond and VCU?
A brilliant move and great decision by Bernadette McGlade and her committee of athletic directors. You have two facilities that are fairly proximate to each other. Outstanding facilities, state-of-the-art, both of Richmond and VCU are sensational. So locker room spacing, court, hotels, getting back and forth, they answer so many of the challenges that the virus presents. And you've probably heard and read about so many comments being made that conference tournaments should not be played. Well, I think the A-10 is ahead of the game right here. They are ahead of the game because they've said, okay, we're going to hold it, but we're going to adapt. And isn't that what greatness is all about, the adaptability? And I think this decision by the commissioner, Bernadette McGlade, and the athletic directors is right on target in terms of adapting to the challenges that we now face.
And when you're watching games at both the college and pro level, how often do you jot down a note about a certain motion or strategy or maybe an action by a specific player to show to one of your guys?
I don't have a sport coat, a suit coat, a pair of pants that doesn't have a pen and a piece of paper in it. And, you know, my assistants will jot it down with their phones. Not me. I'm writing it down on paper. So then I have to transcribe it to my computer or my phone or whatever. But that's a double hit, so it makes me stick with me a little bit more. You know, I always used to think as a kid growing up in Catholic grammar school, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, the nun used to always make me write 100 times, I shall not be bad, I shall not be bad. And you know, after you write it a lot, it really sinks in.
So, Coach, we're going to detail in our final closing statement how fans can continue to get involved in the program with the virtual mini-pack program. What has it meant for you to know and hear of the support from fans around the community that are unable to attend due to the circumstances?
You know, the number of our alums, our fans, our boosters, our family that have reached out to us during this past year has been extraordinary. The inspiration that they have given us, the energy that they provide for us, they give us an affirmation. They give us a validation why we should continue to fight and continue to seize every challenge and turn it into an opportunity. I've been incredibly blessed to be at Davidson College with a fan base and support base that we have had. I wouldn't trade it for any other place in the world. And what's really significant about this, and you could tell me all about the Blue Bloods, and you could tell me about how their fan bases are so rabid, but how many of their fan bases are as intimately connected to the coaching staff, to the players, to the college, and to the mission of the college and the team like our fan base is? This is a marriage that is incredibly intimate and unselfishly loyal and serving each other. And it's what Davidson College aspires to represent to the world. And I'm incredibly honored that we are a representative of that in the basketball program about the way we carry that message forward.
Coach, you've always mentioned the most precious gift we have is time. Well, thank you for your time as always. Stay safe and well.
I just want to close with this, Jared. I lay in bed each night and I contemplate the day and what's in store for tomorrow. And it's tough. You know, emotionally it's tough. Disruptions are tough. It's a difficult and challenging time. But I can't help but put life in perspective and see how good we really have it. And I wonder what my grandmother, what she would have been thinking every night from 1942 until 1945 when she went to bed each night, knowing that four of her sons were in the European theater fighting a battle. And would they survive that night? And kind of gives you a perspective about how things are tough, but boy, we got it pretty good in comparison to so many other challenges that have existed in history.
Well said, Coach. We're going to take one final break, wrap up the show with ways to stay informed for the next Wildcats game and more. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way. Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get two Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And those biscuits, shoot, they were always made from scratch. And that zesty sausage, sizzling like the summer of 2033. And then your grandkids will say, but how is that different than Bojangles now? And you'll say, pipe down and eat your biscuits. Get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family? Buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Clooney, Director of Athletics for your Davidson Wildcats. In alignment with the Athletics Done Right Strategic Foundation, we are focused on generating financial scholarship support through annual, endowed, and planned gifts. These resources provide our scholar athletes with opportunities to become the best versions of themselves and achieve their goals of leadership, service, and disproportionate impact on the world. To learn more about ways to support, visit www.davidsonwildcats.com and click on the Donate tab. Thanks, and go Wildcats.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. We want to remind you that our next coaches show will be coming up next Monday as we continue our weekly schedule throughout the remainder of A-10 playing. Fans, we miss you at Belk Arena this year, but with a virtual mini pack, you can be represented in the stands for just $60. You can get a cardboard cutout in the stands, custom digital assets for your Zoom background and phone, plus a chance to win a team-signed basketball. Visit fivo.me/DavidsonMiniPacks to order yours today. And also stay tuned to DavidsonWildcats.com and the Davidson Athletic social channels for updates on the return to the court. For Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of your day, and so long for now.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, Innovative Strategies and Solutions, Pepsi, born in the Carolinas, First Citizens Bank, forever first, Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas, and by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.